This goes to Brianne, B-R-I-A-N-N-E, Draper, D-R-A-P-E-R, N like November, P like practice, fax 989-463-2249. Regarding Richard Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, date of birth is 2/24/1939. Dear Miss Draper, this is a consultation for Mr. Martin, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease with elevated creatinine levels going back as far as 2021 and worsening levels in starting in August of 25. Mr. Martin is an 86-year-old male patient with anemia, and he also sees Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, and he sees Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, his cardiologist, for his history of sick sinus syndrome, which required a permanent pacemaker. He does have intermittent problems with low back pain, and he has been seeing Dr. Akkad for about 9 months for the anemia, the low white count, low platelets. He states that they have discussed the possibility of him having a bone marrow biopsy, but that has not been done yet. His next visit with Dr. Akkad will be on February 10th. Today, he denies chest pain or palpitations. He does have some dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no recent cough or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And he has chronic edema of the lower extremities, and the left is worse. Left ankle and foot are worse than the right. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, anemia, and pancytopenia, chronic recurrent low back pain, a history of kidney stones in 2004, gastroesophageal reflux disease, liver cysts, and bilateral renal cysts noted on CT scan with contrast done 10/28 of 2020. Past surgical history, he's had hernia repair in 2020. He's had laser eye surgery and cataract removal in 2015. His last colonoscopy was in 2024. He had a cardiac catheterization in 2009. A permanent pacemaker was placed initially in 2009, and then battery was replaced in 2016. He had an appendectomy in 1972, kidney stone surgery to remove the kidney stone in 2004. He had a cyst removed from one of his ankles, and he's had a tonsillectomy. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker who quit in 1970. He occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married and lives with his wife, and he is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, hypertension, COPD, cancer, congestive heart failure, and macular degeneration. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to clindamycin, the tetanus vaccine, and the Shingrix vaccine. Medications, he's on lisinopril 10 milligram daily, bisoprolol 5 milligram daily, omeprazole 20 milligram daily, Bumex 2 milligram daily, potassium chloride 10 milliequivalent. He takes 4 daily, aspirin 81 milligram daily, eye vitamin 1 daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 international units daily, cranberry 500 milligram daily, vitamin B12 tablets, 1,000 microgram daily. Ambien is 5 milligram at bedtime as needed for insomnia. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 172 pounds. Pulse is 60 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 122 over 70. His tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Tonsils are not visualized. Midline uvula, clear drainage. Neck is supple. No carotid bruise, no jugular venous dissension, no lymphadenopathy, no palpable masses. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, left lower extremity, 1 to 2+ edema halfway up the calf, and the right lower extremity, 1 to 1+ edema, ankle and foot. He has intact sensation. Capillary refill is 2 to 3 seconds. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12-1 of 25. Creatinine is 1.64. Estimated GFR is 40. Previous labs, 10-2-25, creatinine 1.54, GFR 44. 8-11-25, creatinine 1.54 and GFR 44. 5-27-25, creatinine 1.43 and GFR 48. 9-20-21, creatinine 1.21 and GFR 25. Other labs on 12-1-25, he had a white count of 2.7, hemoglobin 8.8, hematocrit 27.6, platelets 120,000. Creatinine is 1.64, calcium 8.9, sodium 140, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide 26, iron is 114, iron saturation is 46%, and ferritin was 233. He had a microalbumin to creatinine ratio done 12-15 of 25, and that was in the microscopic range at 48. And the CT scan of the chest with contrast was done 10-28-2020. It showed multiple cysts in the liver as well as multiple kidney cysts bilaterally. The largest was a 5.5 cystic lesion in the right upper kidney that was noted. And he had an ultrasound of the liver done 3-10 of 21, and that showed multiple cysts in the liver and multiple cysts in the right kidney on this scan, which was in the right upper quadrant only. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slowly worsening kidney function. We want the patient to get repeat labs done in February, and then we will be checking specialty labs, including a protein to creatinine ratio, a urinalysis, free light chains, immunofixation, intact parathyroid hormone. We are going to schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan to rule out any obstructive processes and to better visualize the cysts. We're going to ask for the most recent echocardiogram from Dr. Mohan or his last progress note. We're going to try to see if we can get genetic testing done for polycystic kidney disease to determine if that is present in the actual type of polycystic kidney disease. And the patient will have a follow-up visit within the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunners. Oh, and the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunners, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.